Hey there, here's a great way to listen to Alt Latino, NPR One. It's an app for your phone, kind of like Pandora for public radio. It's full of news and other podcasts, including us, Alt Latino. Whenever you're ready to listen, NPR One has something great just for you. Find it on your app store, NPR One. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras, checking in from the streets of Austin, Texas, the very quiet streets of Austin, Texas. I've been here for 5 days, taking in as many bands as I can at this year's South by Southwest Music Festival. Jasmine couldn't make it this year. She's preparing some very cool shows for next month. So, sitting in, I invited Mincho Jacob to join us. He's a former Latino USA super producer, very talented bass player, and Austin resident. Mincho, thanks for joining me, man.
Hello, you make me sound great.
We've been hanging out, going to showcases, drinking beer, drinking just a little beer. And what we're going to do is walk you through some of the music we heard. We walked a lot.
It was fun.
Walk is the operative word. I checked my iPhone, 6.46 miles per day.
It's the Fitbit.
Right. We're all over downtown Austin, and we checked in with bands of all genres and styles. It was rock, jazz, folkloric, electronic, hybrids, hip-hop, some that clearly defied categorization. So Mincho, let's just jump right in.
Okay, well, we're going to start off with the Chamanas, which are a band from El Paso, El Chuco, as some people like to call it.
We saw them in a small room very, very late at night, and the room was perfect for her very quietly powerful voice.
Her voice reminds me a little bit of a Lila Downs, deep and soulful, but mixed with Julieta Venegas, which is a little bit thinner, but still a very present voice. It's a nice mix.
This is a track called El Cauca, and it's from their album Once More. Again, the Chamanas.
Dentro de un girasol.
That was El Cauca from the band The Chamanas. Now, they were one of the bands that are just getting started and could possibly use an appearance at South by Southwest as a way to boost their career, as many have in the past. And what we did was, Minchu and I spent some time talking to a few of the bands after they performed, and what we wanted to know was, what does playing at South by Southwest mean for their careers and for them personally? And to put this into context, the number of Latin bands have increased exponentially here at South by Southwest. It's a very important stop for bands of all kinds. So many Latin bands that they created something called South by Americas. This year, there were over 200 bands.
We spoke to Amalia Mondragon of the Chamanas.
And as the band broke down their equipment in the background, she said their first ever visit to South by was a chance for them to expand their special approach to performance.
We celebrate the presence of everybody and the energy that we collectively create. And I think in a time and age with the one that we live right now, it's so difficult to find that because we're on our phone. And so it's a good time to create that consciousness and it's a ceremony because you realize that you're here and the people that are here next to you will never be in the same place again, and you'll never feel or hear the same things, breathe the same air, and so that's why I call it a ceremony.
Mincho, they're taking the stage apart right behind us.
I know, it's kind of crazy. It was a nice, quiet day, but South by Southwest is over, so people are taking everything apart. You know, it's a really great place to see tons of bands, but you see all sorts of different venues, all sorts of different sound engineers. So sometimes it doesn't quite match up. Like we saw Kerry Rodriguez in a cool little room, great place to see an intimate singer. And she sang beautifully, but underneath there was drums and bass playing, you know.
Coming from the bar underneath the venue where we were.
With another band. But, you know, she powered through it. She did an amazing job doing a stand-up performance, which shows how great she is.
She was playing tracks from her new album, Lola, which we've raved about here on Alt Latino before. So we're going to play another track from that album. This is called Caricias from the album Lola from Kerry Rodriguez.
Quiero más. at your feet and push your soul on.
Carrie Rodriguez is no stranger to South by Southwest. She's performed here many, many times. And when we asked her about her magic moment from South by Southwest in the past, this is what she had to say.
The moment was in 2007. My first record, Seven Angels on a Bicycle, had just come out. And I performed, I remember it was a bar called Cedar Street down on 4th. I don't even think it's there anymore. And as soon as I was done, four or five people from the Rosebud Booking Agency, great booking agency from San Francisco, rushed the stage and they said, "We want to book you. Will you say yes?" And I said, "Yes." And I've been working ever since. I mean, they've kept me, you know, they actually retired a couple years ago, but that's how I got started. And that's how I started making a living playing music. So I am grateful. Yes.
Yeah, she's so amazing. That's the thing about these artists too, that we saw them, women that can sing and play their instrument better than any of the guys here at the festival. She's definitely one of those.
So as a musician, you have a special appreciation for that.
Oh, sure. I wish, like we were talking before, you know, we're both musicians. You're a conguero, I'm a bassist. And you go to something like this and you see somebody playing way better and amazingly, and then singing while they're doing it. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to them. Okay, Mincho, there were bands from all over the United States, all over Latin America here at South by Southwest. And one of the bands that I didn't have any idea about before I got here was called Jenny and the Mexicats.
It's a great name.
Okay? They're from London, Spain, and Mexico. Interesting combination. Jenny, the lead singer, is British, who met some Mexican flamenco players in Spain and then picked up a Spanish cajon player. And they put together this really amazing band that is a combination of flamenco, rockabilly, rock. And this is a track from one of their albums. It's called The Song for the UV Mouse House.
Your eyes are looking glass. Two worlds I already see. White jet black in the center and wrapped in mahogany. Through you I learn what it's like to be me. Mind unstable forgets the unforgettable. Gently ripples of oxygen fly towards my chair. It hurts you when I say, it hurts you when I say I won't be there. Leave on a little bit of clothes to keep you warm. I catch you open your eyes in time with mine. And all I can do is pray. Cause you're bound to love all the people. They slowly fade away.
Thank you. the song for the UV Mouse House from the band Jenny and the Mexicats. It's led by Jenny Ball, who played trumpet on that track. And she told me she had been waiting a long time to play South by Southwest.
For me, it's a dream. I've always wanted to play this festival. A lot of bands, even from England, make it over here to play. But it's always been like a goal of mine, though. And ever since we've been in Mexico, I've been like, we've got to go. We're like right next door. We've got to go. And we've made it. So I'm really happy.
Okay, Minjo, we saw a lot of bands from all over Latin America and all over the U.S. And next up is a band from a rather unique Latin American country.
Yes, it's in the very exotic Canada.
Canada to the rest of us. Mariachi Ghost is from Winnipeg. It's led by a guitar player who left Mexico City to go to Winnipeg for a video gig that he does and looked around and said, there are no Mexican bands here, so let's just start our own.
And we're very lucky to have a brand new track from this band. It's called Shaman. They performed it at South by Southwest. Thank you.
This is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. We are reviewing some of the music we heard at South by Southwest with our good friend and guest host, Mincho Jacobs. You having fun?
Oh, I'm having a blast.
We had a lot of fun. We were walking around.
We worked out a lot. Got flacos.
Yeah, we didn't work out that much, man. And we want to remind you that we are playing music from CDs today, just because, as we mentioned earlier, the audio is hit and miss here at South by Southwest, so it's very difficult to record them live. And a lot of times the studio staff is putting their best foot forward, so that's what we're doing today. We ventured out to a place called a Sahara Lounge.
Oh yeah, beautiful spot.
When you picture in your mind an old blues club in the West or in the South, that's exactly what it looked like.
Oh yeah, it's dilapidated, but yeah. You know, when you dance, you can feel the dance floor literally shaking with you. If one person's going real hard, everybody has to dance because it's moving.
Lots of character. And what we saw there was a day's worth of Brazilian music. We weren't there all day. We saw a couple of the bands, and we saw a guy named J.R. What did you think of him?
J.R., as they say in Brazil.
Oh, good, man. Okay. I'm going to leave that in the show because I just have no Portuguese chops, but you obviously do.
Well, you know, he's from Sao Paulo. Him and all of his bandmates are actually from the Northeast, which is kind of the Afro-Brazilian cultural center of the country. But Sao Paulo is where you can go and make a career, especially if you're not playing traditional music. And they are on the cutting edge of modern rock with a little bit of an R&B hip-hop edge. And again, another guy that plays drums and sings amazingly.
The rhythms he was doing on the drums is just phenomenal.
Solos while he was doing choruses.
Yeah. It's amazing. I found a track of theirs from iTunes, and this is called Guerra de Espera from the album Por Extensor. I guess it's Spanish, might be Portuguese.
It works both ways.
Ter amor apaixonado por mim dentro de você e diz não saber. O que não sabe é que eu sei que esse amor vive uma espera sem fim, louco pra entender por que agis assim. E nesse impasse o tempo passa, é lamentável esconder ou fingir que seu coração vive à toa sem mim. Sonho o tempo inteiro, seu desejo é cair em beijo e sorrir pra poder seguir. Só que nunca sem mim. Eu vivo em guerra com ela. É uma guerra de espera, muito louco por ela, e ela por mim, e ela por mim, e ela por mim, e ela por mim. Sabe o que é ter um amor apaixonado por mim dentro de você e diz não saber. O que não sabe é que eu sei que esse amor vive uma espera sem fim, louco pra entender por que agis assim. O tempo passa, é lamentável esconder ou fingir que seu coração vive à toa sem mim. Sonho o tempo inteiro, seu desejo é cair em beijo e sorrir pra poder seguir, seguir. Só que nunca sem mim. Eu vivo em guerra com ela.
É uma guerra de espera. Eu muito louco por ela e ela por mim.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break from the music to remind you to listen to another great podcast, our friends at Latino USA with host Maria Hinojosa. You can find Latino USA at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app. And now, back to South by Southwest. Okay, this year, South by Southwest did something a little different. They had a whole night dedicated to Cuban music. And we saved that for the end of the show because I got to say that that was probably the most impressive display of musicianship I've ever seen in a long time.
It was amazing.
So we've pulled aside a couple of the artists from the night, one of which was Daime Arocena, who we've played on the show quite a bit and we're very big fans of. And she came out and just not only won over the crowd, but won over every single musician in the room with her amazing group of musicians.
Oh yeah, everybody was fixated on her and her voice. It's really, she's really short, chaparita as we say, but just has this smile and presence about her that was very soulful.
And sometimes it almost felt spiritual.
Oh yeah.
Because she dips into the spirituality of Santeria.
Yes, which is very powerful in Cuba. There's that Yoruban West African influence is really strong, and while she's doing a soul number, like bands like Ibei, they will drop into that tradition. All salseros, everybody that plays music in Cuba has a little bit of Santeria in them, and she dips into it really powerfully.
Well, we've played her on the show before, so we won't do that because we want to save space for some other bands that were also on the bill. The one that was also very impressive was the vocalist Del Mari.
She lived in Canada for a little while up in Toronto, but Cuba is a unique place, and even all Cubans who have left, a lot of them want to go back, and she did. And she's a part of a hip-hop community that is kind of Canadian, Spanish, and U.S. and Havana, and some people live here in Austin even, and she's raps like a conguero, hitting the toques, very fast, very aggressive, but really cool, and she'll break down into song, but amazing presence too.
And this is from her album, Libre, and it looks like it's in Yoruban, but I'm going to try it anyway, and hopefully I don't butcher it. De Yaode a Shango.
el camino de la palabra y su esencia. Seguirá aclarando con machete y letra el camino lleno de desastre y de guerra. Eso dijo Changó, curioso, me cuenta que su vida se acrecenta, que el poder que dio a sus hijos no es para fomentar la guerra, no, que toquen tambores, que aplaquen el fuego y la tormenta. Mira Ochuna a los ojos y le dice, mi reina, vamos a llover de miel el campo, vamos a regar tu dulzura y deleita a los seres humanos con canto y encanto, vamos a traerle la paz a la tierra, tierra que dejaron los ancestros y reclaman su estrella, estrella que alumbra el camino y seguimos sembrando querella, quiera ella, la tierra, perdonar tanta jodienda, llora Pachamama, la dejamos sola en la contienda. Claro que está subleva y yo la entiendo, estaría fundida si me llamara planeta Tierra, sensibilidad de un universo que reclama vibra armada celestial y mágica, garabato a repaso ellos se conectan, ganga que se altera.
Brutal guamowi, bam 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 lolo, luo canjeri hey, o cual lobo fue y cuo lo tomare, a yo pío yo, a lo pío yo, chango a yo vinilla, chango el ese a yomo, chango a yo vinilado, chango un cúnico pía ya, ella y la chebora, o para lupe, ahí la oni para chere, atache, agua que te le huele peo. Te cuela, cuela, güey. Y chumi chango, chucho, los lobos, kini, guana, ni nani. Ate cabo, y paso, risa, o chan, y güey, mi. Ero guanle, ero guanle, guan la o. Poco, y o, lobo, culagua. Allá, guayagua, guay, si miro, yo, ero guanle, guan la o. O nunca, guayé.
Conflictos no son nuevos, cambia la latitud en los momentos y el sentimiento de cambiar el mundo con palabras, parar bomba, subir la cabeza, levantar el género, lejos de mi tierra sana, de sabios maestros y de tanto fuego. Asómate y te veo entrando en la cadencia de esta lírica, echando humo, boletando y con la boca fuego. Agua que apaga los que quieren quemarnos con su perro, fucking fan y juego de poder y dinero. Estoy harto que quieren cogerme para su perreo feo y no estoy sembrando la tierra con sentimiento puro, cadencia de mis ancestros, guerrera amazónica de las islas, los lamentos, me presento. En mi tema de La Habana, sana, intuitiva, interactiva, cubana, de mucha bomba, sentimiento que no falta, sabrosura viva de mi pepo, improvisando del café de la mañana, represento un pueblo que y en vez de quejarse baila. Por eso mi negro no pudiese a la raza. Los otros no pensé nada. Tienes que morderla, tienes que pincharla, avanza. Me reconecto con mi esencia de guerrera. Los míos ahora no metidos en la tierra. Voy a traer a mi don, voy a pedirle a Meleta. No más hecha ni más desgracia. La fe va a miñar a fuerza.
Y a la de...
The vocalist Telmari from the album Libre. And again, there were other performers on the set list that night. There was X Alfonso, who was sort of a hip-hop pioneer in the early 2000s, now doing a rock thing. You lived in Cuba for a minute.
Yes, a long time ago.
Yeah. Talk about the level of musicianship, because anytime I see Cuban musicians, I'm always impressed by the abilities, right? Because they're all conservatory trained. But this group of musicians from the other night just seemed to like go beyond even my expectations.
Oh yeah, it's in the ether, I guess you could say. Is that the right word? Where it's just in the ambiente of everyday life. Everybody is playing music. I mean, there's not a lot to do. You don't have money. There's not all the distractions of iPhones and everything that we have here. So people play music, and there's a whole panorama of music that you hear. But the traditionals is always there too. So just about anybody will be like, oh, I don't know how to play congas. And then they start playing them. You're like, what? You're amazing. Pianos, just everybody has taught music from a young age to a little bit of a degree. And the guys that do go on, the guys and ladies, it's in their everyday life. And it's a level of like pride and like musicianship is very important. When I got there, I felt like a child learning how to play music. They called me El Gallego, which is kind of an insult because Gallego means as a Spanish person or from a specific region. And if you're not black, if you're not Afro, then you're Gallego, which means I had no soul. But, you know.
You do, man. You do.
I learned the clave eventually.
Well, speaking of that high level of musicianship, I think we were both blown away by the next artist.
Yizzy is a name I think a lot of people are going to be hearing more of. She was the leader of her own band, Yizzy and Bandacha. an amazing small group that went to every different tangent and line that you could think of in music, from based on Afro-Cuban rhythms, but jazz and funk. Amazing.
So we asked Yeezy Garcia, what did it mean for a bunch of Cuban artists to be selected to come and play the South by Southwest Music Festival?
Bueno, realmente para los músicos cubanos es una gran felicidad tocar aquí en este festival.
She's saying it was a great thrill to play this festival and show the variety of styles of contemporary Cuban music at one of the most prestigious music festivals in the world.
Todas las personas, ¿no? En el mundo se conoce Cuba con la música tradicional y ahora mismo hay un movimiento musical en Cuba muy amplio y tener la oportunidad de venir a este festival que es uno de los festivales más grandes del mundo, si no es el más grande del mundo, y tener la oportunidad de mostrar lo que se está haciendo nuevo en Cuba es como, wow, un sueño para todos los músicos cubanos y espero que todas las personas disfruten y aprecien esta música, estas fusiones que se están haciendo en Cuba.
This is a track called Mr. Miller from the album that she has out called Última Noticia. It was released late last year in Cuba. We're trying to find out when it's going to be released here in the United States because it definitely should be heard. Mr. Miller is a reference to bassist Marcus Miller. So this is Mr. Miller from Última Noticia. I hate to do this, but we are going to talk over that track, Mr. Miller from Yeezy and Bandancha, to tell you that we're going to wrap this show up. And, you know, these kind of events are good for hearing new bands, but also I think it's also helps redefine Latin music. Latin music becomes a living, breathing entity that changes, adapts, morphs, and grows in the hands of these young musicians from all over Latin America. And it's principally because of changes in technology, which makes the world much smaller. And that's one of the goals of this show, to bring as much of this exciting music as possible to you, the listener. And when we can do it with friends like Mincho Jacob, even better.
Well, long-time listener, first-time talker.
Call-in show. Mincho, thank you for hanging out and walking all that time and soaking in all this music.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
We want to remind you that you can hear all the songs that we play today on our website at npr.org/altlatino. Also, stay in touch via Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Jasmine will be back next week. For now, that's it from the streets of Austin and South by Southwest 2016.